This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Our other text number, not the game. This is just where you can text us and say hi, all kinds of compliments and nice things.
Sure. Whatever you got for us.
Right. Maybe you've got some ideas about something that's out there in the wide world that you want to comment on. We're right here.
Maybe you know what flavor that coffee cup was from Starbucks on Game of Thrones.
800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
Thank you,
don't
Mom.
Make me tell you again.
Yes, Dad.
I'm going to pull this car over. Don't make me.
Here's some of the stuff you guys said from a non-driving position. Or something. GOT.
Yes. Game of Thrones.
Winner takes all, and it's Sansa.
Oh.
She's the only one that can actually rule. Jaime captures Cersei. Sansa orders her beheading, and Arya delivers the blow.
Oh, I like it.
Arya may be the one to kill her. You know, that'd be good.
You don't get to kill both the Night King and Cersei.
Oh, she's a little killer now.
Arya
greedy.
Does. That's how bad
Well,
she
and
is.
What's going to be nice, too, is I was actually thinking that when the Hound and the Mountain do battle, because they have to, right? I mean, the two of them are definitely brothers. They're going to go. That's going to be epic. And then I think, like, he's, you know, Hound's going to be about to, you know, get it from the mountain. She's going to climb up the mountain and give it to him, too. She's going to kill them all.
Oh,
why
boy.
Is the Hound going back for his brother?
They're brothers, yeah.
Yeah, but
well, that's why he's going back. Yeah, he's going
it's got to be. You got to be right. Yeah.
Do you think Arya's going to reunite with all of those badass assassins that trained her and bring them?
The Faceless Men?
Yeah, the Faceless Men.
I'm going to say no.
Oh.
But maybe.
They could use the help.
Jake and Hagar.
This is could be considered a spoiler to Game of Thrones, too, so I'll read it, but you need to just be prepared. When Jaime said, Cersei's a hateful person, I am a hateful person. I so think he's heading up to kill Cersei. I thought that meant he was like, we're destined to be together. This is us. I love her. I have to go to her.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he's conflicted. But remember the look he gave her end of last season when she took the throne? I mean, he's like, oh, no. Uh-oh. She is really...
Yeah, but how many times in the course of your love life have you gone, I am so dumping that person. Mm. And then there you are boning again the very next day.
So many times.
God. Because that's what happens. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
He's just going to end up right back.
Although she's pissed at him. I mean, he took off.
Whatever. She's going to fall right back into it just like he does. Both pukes. Yuck.
The brother and sister from hell.
When I was in sixth grade, I believe it was 99 or 2000, I had a summer party in which some of the girls started playing the knockout game. Yeah,
oh,
it's
for God's
it's a
sake,
thing.
Don't play that, you dummies.
Please avoid that. It could kill you.
Yeah. Turn you into a vegetable. Good Lord, people.
Wow, I'm loving the stories this morning. Bryn and Yuzi are serious badasses.
Oh, you are. God, the circle fight. And the punching of right through. I'm going to punch that guy in the face through his car window.
That's gnarly.
Till he drives away with my arm.
Not good.
Are you still friends with that guy?
I haven't seen them in a while.
Oh.
You know, everybody's kind of dead or in jail.
What'd you say?
Dead or in jail.
Oh, dead or in jail? I thought he was like, got married and have kids.
That's what I thought he was getting.
Dead or in jail, though. Okay. That's a crowd Bryn used to run with. You made it out, buddy.
Loved Pioneer Chicken in Fremont. Haven't thought of that in years.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't eat it, but I definitely remember that name. And when you said it, that was a...
What's the hook for Pioneer
there's
Chicken?
There's no hook. It's just... That
fried
was
chicken
just
place
a,
or rotisserie chicken?
A competition for KFC that was like, I don't know, localized, I guess.
I always felt it was so much better than KFC. But I thought Church's chicken was better than KFC, and I haven't seen them around.
What about Popeyes?
Popeyes is good. I like Popeyes.
Better than KFC?
For me, yes.
Yeah. You just didn't like KFC.
It's fine.
What about Popeyes versus Pioneer?
Ooh, I'll take Pioneer.
Oh.
Juicier. Ooh.
Juicy chicken.
Oh, 408 says, OMG, I did that choking game in eighth grade history class. I passed out in the front row of the class. The teacher sat in this weird desk way out and way up high and couldn't see the front row. Everybody in the class saw, but nobody ratted. As far as I could tell, as far as he could tell, I just randomly passed out and got to go home.
Oh, nice.
Stupid. I probably shouldn't have read that one.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Don't do that, kids. Jesus.
Do not do that, please.
Unless you want to prove how stupid you are. Mm-hmm.
Cousin's Maine lobster is gone. The truck is now sitting on Soskal Avenue in Napa for sale.
Oh, that's horrible.
Napa resident here. Cousin's lobster truck has been closed for a while.
That's a bummer.
It was so delicious.
So delicious.
Don't do what? Kids are dying from what? Repeat and wrap up so we know. It's the choking game.
Yeah.
And it was in the USA Today about a family that's the kid died from it. So I thought, if that's something that everyone's doing, what do they call that on?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
No. When they do it online or when they post this stuff.
The viral challenges.
Yeah, the challenges. If it's going around, I hope to get out in front of it for parents who can talk to their kid and tell them, please.
Don't be an idiot. Don't prove that you're an idiot.
Don't play games with your air.
Yeah. And that brain of yours, still undergoing renovations. Still not done.
Right. I tell my daughter all the time, all the good stuff's in there. Protect your head. Yep. Crying out loud.
Everything.
Do you want to know something she does to me?
What?
I'm still trying to figure out. I'm bringing this up because I don't know where she got it and she won't tell me. There's moments on anybody's given day where you're like doing something and she'll go, "Are you angry?" And I'll go, "No." "Are you frustrated?" "No." "Are you sad?" "No." "Why are you asking me this?" And she's done it to me like 30 times.
Is it because you have resting bitch face?
No, I don't know. But I'm like, someone must be doing this to her, right? I'm assuming it's something they're doing at school where they're like...
It's got to be one of her friends.
It's like an emotion thing, you know? Yeah. Like she's checking the emotions.
Yeah.
Are you angry? Are you frustrated?
Sounds like a commercial.
Yeah. I know! It's
so weird.
Here
are the side effects from this particular
exactly.
pill we're going to give you.
What do you say? I'm happy, or what do you say?
Well, no, I'm normally...
She gets mad.
Where'd you get that
I
from?
I am now.
What is that?
Now I'm angry, frustrated, and annoyed with you.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Like new age 5-year-olds.
Yeah. Those are some very big feelings.
Mm-hmm. Checking it out.
What if you said, why don't you one time be like, yeah, I am angry, frustrated, and sad. What should we do?
I'm normally not, though.
No, but just say it.
And I'll just see if she's got an answer.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
See
if she's got an
good
answer.
Good point.
We need to learn.
Maybe she'll run away.
What?
I don't know. Like, oh, God, Dad's mad.
Or she may have a cure for it or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. Maybe she got some special thing.
That's why she keeps asking.
Yeah, right, special little dance. Cure. Or maybe she's got a joke.
She'll give you a massage. Oh, rub your neck. Rub your shoulders.
I don't think I want that.
No.
Oh, my God. My dad used to give me $1 to give him a back rub.
What?
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
You loved getting $1 for a back rub?
I didn't love doing it, but I'd take the dollar, you know. All I could go up to Odie's and get some candy.
Odie's.
Odie.
Brianne cried because she vouched for Jamie to Sansa. Oh. Said he was a decent person. He confirmed he's not. And now she has to face Sansa after being wrong.
I think she's just sad because she's not going to get to bone him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She thought that was going to be her new situation.
You think he was super fun?
Yeah, I bet he was.
So good at it.
I love how they couldn't even really tell each other what was. He's just like, oh, God, it's really hot in here. You look hot, too.
What are you doing? Taking off your shirt.
I will never roll my eyes at Hooman saying he's free again. I just found out my husband has been cheating on me constantly for the past 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Hooman has it right.
Womp, there it
free
is.
Free as
come
a
on.
Bird.
There it is. Womp, there it is. Womp.
Oh, there we go.
Freedom! Freedom! I just want to say to that woman,
20 years, man, what
that sucks.
Douche.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Man, yeah. Guys, you guys are the worst.
Wow.
Guys.
Wow.
Not you guys. Guys.
Nurse here.
Hello, nurse.
What people can do to check if they have immunity from measles is ask for a doctor to order an MMR titter.
Oh.
A what?
An MMR titter?
Yeah. Takes 2 to 4 days to come back.
Tell us more about the
MMR titter.
The titter
I don't
part.
Know
we want to hear about
it.
The titter part.
Yeah, we'll hear more about the
Some online thing says $132 to complete the titter test.
Oh, it's a titter test.
A titter.
We should take that. Take the titter test.
I'd take it.
Yeah, me too. I wonder how I'll do on it.
Oh, God.
Good titter or bad titter? You know.
I've never heard of that. Have you?
Bad ones, yeah, I've never heard
of
that.
The MMR titter test.
Well, now that I have, I'm never going to unhear about it.
The question is, will you do the titter test before you get the vaccination?
Well, I think you need to because you can't get over-vaccinated.
Oh, right. Yep.
They don't want you to be doubled up.
A titter is a ratio used to explain the amount of something in a solution. When talking about vaccines or immunity to disease, titters identify the amount of antibodies in a person's blood.
This is made up, right?
No, it's for real.
I'm reading it right off the page. What's wrong with you?
That's a text. I mean, someone could have been...
The texters are often wrong, but... Yeah.
No, we just did the resource, though.
Yeah,
it's right here.
Yeah, sure, the
titter. Purposeforhealth.org is where the information comes from, guys.
Do you know how long it takes to get the results from the titter test?
What is the timing on the titter test?
2 to 4 days.
Oh, two to four. Great.
Yeah, I got 3 to 4.
The titter test measures the blood antibody level, so, you know.
Sounds official.
Mm-hmm. Well, when are you going to sign up for the titter test?
I'm going to take a titter test immediately, tomorrow.
Anyone else on the show?
510 says...
It's a Tuesday titter test.
I'm known for my wimpy bladder, but I had no problem sitting through Endgame yesterday. Mm-hmm. With the previews, it was 3 hours, 30 minutes total.
Known for your weak bladder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No problem.
That's an interesting thing to be known for.
Yeah. Well... You get known because you get everybody piles in the car, and sure enough, there's Sarah going, can you stop?
I gotta pee. Just stop anywhere. I don't care. I'm still stuck on my titter test.
Sarah, it's a boy.
Yeah, the Meghan Markle baby.
They had a boy.
It's great. I wonder what they're gonna name him. 7 pounds, 3 ounces? Is that what you said?
Yep.
The royal baby has arrived. Little Lord. Had a big root beer.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Where'd you get root beer?
Down the hall.
Vending machine.
Yeah.
Please tell Sarah her sweater is really cute.
Are you wearing a sweater?
I'm not. I'm just wearing a sweatshirt.
Right. That's what they're talking about.
Love and coffee.
Love and coffee.
That's what I'm all about. That's what I'm made of.
A sweater and a parka, just so you know.
Well, I got to wear layers, man. You never know.
So hot in here.
Start to overheat a little bit.
Good Lord. It is hot. In here. I mean cold in here.
And sometimes it's hot. Still hoping someone else will bring up the titter test.
Oh.
Well, feels like Hooman shouldn't have let that one go so fast.
Oh, the titter test?
What a peep.
Oh my God, once the corn's already been picked, damn near spit out my coffee. Good morning, Alice family.
What's that about?
The bowling.
That was early.
Oh, because
morning.
It was in Kansas. I remember that. What else are you going to do?
That's where you get serious about bowling.
Yes.
When you look what at the list of things to do and go, let's go bowling again.
You kind of already took down the cornfield, so what else is there to do?
People are saying we're pronouncing it wrong, guys.
What? Oh, titter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
dumb. I mean, is there really another pronunciation for that?
Teach their own. Titer. You never know.
What?
Is it T-I-T-E-R?
Titer. Some people are saying titer, T-I-E-T-E-R. Some other people are saying T-Y-D.
Listen, guys, go with titter, T-E-R. All right?
Yeah, we got this, okay?
Just stick with us. We'll get you through it.
It's only like 20 pages of that.
Can't you just enjoy something for once?
Yeah, God.
God, you're tighter. Oh, it's not nearly as fun as titter. Oh, boy. We peaked at the very end of the show.
Is that what that was our peak?
I don't
huh?
know, man. Are you angry?
I don't know. Listen, between yeah, are you frustrated? Are you?
That's so weird.
Someone says, Vinny, your daughter is asking those emotion questions. They're questions teachers and counselors ask students for mental well-being. Check.
I think so. I think that she's getting it because I've hit her up like every time. I'm like, where are you getting this from? And she just gets silly about it. Like, doesn't want to say.
I came up with it. Well, just wondering.
Are you going to say that to her now, though, before she does it to you?
Well,
and oh, you she should. Do that's funny.
Does she do it to your wife?
Well, now I'm doing it to everybody in the house, but that's not the point. The point is she's the one who started this and did it at least a dozen times before I caught on and started getting her back. Mm. You frustrated? So crazy. What the heck?
You're making me a little frustrated. Maybe you should take a titter test.
Yeah, duh.
I forget what that was even for now. Oh, the measles. The measles.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
The MMR titter test. ST bleep you, human, with the end game spoilers. Why do you need to ruin things for people?
What'd I say?
What'd you say?
I have no idea.
I didn't say anything about Endgame.
Yeah, I don't think there was
anything. No, you said a couple things.
What'd I say?
You said that Captain Marvel had no part. I mean, no significant part.
She was, she's not significant.
And then you brought up the Hawkeye thing, how important he was.
Yeah, I said soul. Yeah, I said soul gem. Yeah, but I didn't give away anything at the end.
They're also saying something that, did you say something about Gwyneth Paltrow, too?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, well, they're saying that, too.
But I didn't give away the movie.
He said it was his girlfriend. That was nothing given away, was there? Did she have a crucial role to play?
No.
That's what I was saying, that she didn't have a crucial role, but whatever.
Gwyneth Paltrow is more crucial than Captain Marvel.
Oh, that's not true. So not true.
My thing is, as the boats are shooting arrows at the dragon, if I noticed there were only bows on the front, why not come from the back and light them up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we said that earlier. Yep. Makes no sense.
No sense.
Just go around the side.
Yep.
Give them
maybe they can spin them. Maybe they can spin anyway.
Have you ever tried to turn a boat around?
No, not this boat, the actual scorpion.
Yeah, but their sails would have been in the way. They would have had to shoot through their own sails.
So shoot through your sails. You know, do what you got to do, and I can burn.
I don't think they could. I think she blew it. That was it right there. Now you can't be queen. Get out. No throne for you.
Yeah, bad decision. Lucky they got the dragon she wasn't riding, too, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
spoilers,
guys. Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Remember how long Terminator 2 took to come out? You're not comparing Terminator 2 to
the
what is that?
10 Avatar. Years since Avatar.
Anvil. Oh, Avatar. Yeah, that movie's so bogus.
That's not true, Vinny.
It's a good movie.
You liked it?
Oh, I love that movie.
You loved it?
Everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. He loved it.
And I watched it in 3D, too, so you can see all the little. Oh, it's really cool.
Oh, God. Have a good one.
All right, we'll see you in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinner. Titter.
You can't stop.
We can't stop. We've been nonstop joking about the titter test. It's a real thing. We're not just,
titter test.
No, it's, you stop it. Oh, my God. You're a killjoy.
Titer is T-I-G-H-T-E-R.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's not how it's spelled.
I'm just the end.
You. Right.
That's what it is.
How's it spelled?
T-I-T-E-R? T-I-T-T-E-R. Mm-hmm. That's how it's spelled.
Right.
For as far as we're concerned.
Uh-huh.
So everyone, wait, how'd you spell it?
T-I-T-T-E-R.
You don't need new two T's.
Yeah, it's one T.
You don't need the two T's.
Maybe it is titer.
No. No. A singular one of those is, never mind.
Oh boy.
And it continues. It's never gonna stop. We're all gonna go get our titter test tomorrow. Make sure we don't have the measles.
If the root of the word is this, right?
Mm-hmm. You still need two T's to make it. You do.
English is a living, breathing language, Sarah.
Yeah.
Just like Jack Hui. You guys didn't get Jack Hui, right?
Right. Mm. Jack Hui.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to have a good one. How about you?
Yeah, I'm going to have a good one, too. I'll be going home to tell everybody about the big test I got to take tomorrow. Pretty sure it's called a titter test, but I'm not positive. Yeah, have a great day, you guys. It's Monday. I know everyone's got their Game of Thrones hangover on today. Mm-hmm. In two weeks, it'll be over.
Can't believe it.
We'll be back here on Monday, 2 weeks from now, going, and that's the end of that.
We'll need a vacation after that.
And we'll know who's on the throne, though. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Sansa. Yeah.
What will that get us?
Nothing.
Right.
I don't think we'd win anything. We can start the whole series over again. It'll be so fun.
Well, how much do we have any money riding on our guesses?
We didn't place a bet. You want to place a bet?
How $5?
All right.
That's a $25 pool.
If we're placing money on it, then I don't want to go with Danny.
Well,
I
you
chose
are,
Danny
it's too late.
Nobody chose it.
It's too late. You already went.
It didn't have to do with money. It just had to do with, like, I'll just put, you know.
It's too late. You already said
sorry,
what it was.
Sorry, sucker.
You didn't win the salvage.
We'll revisit it tomorrow.
I already wrote it down. You can't take it back.
You can't take it back. There's no taking it.
You didn't write down money part, though, right? I wouldn't choose Danny.
$5.
No, I just wanted to support Danny. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody else was.
Oh, well, buddy.
All right. Snooze, you lose, bud.
Yeah, that's it. We wrote it down. That's the end. All right, have a great day, guys. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.